Walking into the Haynes Tavern, Kentucky post office that day, I, like Alice in Pre-Wonderland Days, was beginning to get very tired of waiting. Alice had been sitting and waiting for her sister, who read as they sat on a bank. I was waiting for the return of Clara, my buddy and cohort, who was off having fun in Chicago with her husband, Ned. Unlike Alice, I had my own book to keep me occupied. When Alice peeped into the book her sister was reading, she wondered what use was a book without pictures or conversation. You might think my resolution was obvious. Go get a different book, Sheila. There, problem solved. Alas, I was writing my book. That made me the responsible party for all word pictures and conversations it lacked, which was why I was in the Haynes Tavern, Kentucky post office. This trip was part of a campaign to find all sorts of other chores to keep me busy while I waited for Clara to come back, or a white rabbit to lead me into Wonderland. Having learned absolutely nothing from the unpleasant and downright odd experience of Alice, I didn't care. I needed something to distract me from facing the foot-dragging word pictures and conversations in the romance novel I was trying to write. Clara? White rabbit? I'd take whichever came first. The compact post office was one of the oldest buildings in Haynes Tavern and one of my favorites. When I first saw it, I was taken by the red brick balance of its tidy facade. Now, I also appreciated the warmth of its equally compact and tidy proprietor, Ruby Zweidorf. Come to think of it, Ruby rather resembled a white rabbit, with her shock of white hair and eyes pinkened from rubbing them, presumably from post office dust. Though she did not wear a waistcoat, so I had no waistcoat pocket from which to take a watch. Her husband, Ike, smiled. His gentle, rather unfocused expression was for my collie dog, Gracie, not me. I hesitated when I saw a third person present, partly because three people put the postage stamp, pun intended, building about at capacity. With Gracie and me, it qualified as a crush. Partly because, while I recognized the third person as Millie, a friend of Clara's, I didn't know how she felt about a dog in the post office. One resident had objected to Gracie entering the building. He wasn't around anymore. Not that his objection had anything to do with that. But I didn't know if it was an opinion shared by others. Ruby made her opinion clear. Gracie, girl! How's my sweet girl? Sheila, you bring her right in here. What are you standing there like the threshold's a force field in one of those Star Trek shows for? You wait just a second, my Gracie girl. Just one second. Ruby must have stepped on something behind the high counter because she reached farther than she ever could have with her feet on the floor. Still with her tail going happily, Gracie had to jump up and stretch her neck toward the offering. Even then, it was only thanks to Gracie's long collie nose that treat-to-mouth contact occurred.
Oh, what a smart girl. What a smart, smart girl you are, Gracie.
For the chicken treats Ruby gave her, Gracie would have done calculus.
Now go see Ike. He's got something for you, too.
Ruby instructed.
Look at that. Do you see how smart my Gracie girl is? She knows who Ike is right off.
I suspected what Gracie knew best was Ike had more chicken treats in his sweater pocket. But I had no intention of saying that. Not with Ike's expression of delight. A car accident had left him with brain damage, and if thinking Gracie knew his name could bring a smile like that to his face, I was all for it. Millie didn't look as impressed. If I recall correctly from Clara, she had a dog. I didn't know or remember the kind because she didn't live in my neighborhood to see them out while Gracie and I took walks. Nor did Millie bring the dog to the Torrid Avenue dog park. Still, I'd wager it wasn't a collie. First, you don't see as many collies around as there were at one time, as I've been told many times since I adopted Gracie. Second, owners of the same breed usually announce the fact first thing if they don't happen to have the animal along for show and tell. Rather like fans of the same baseball team who meet halfway around the world because one's wearing a logo cap. Third, I'd heard Clara tell Millie about Gracie, and Millie had not said she'd had a collie as a child, or her grandparents had a collie, or a beloved aunt and uncle had a collie. No matter what the connection, that collie had been the best dog ever.